It's the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today's Saturday, May 30th, and we are 2 months into the season, already about a third of the way through. But you know what? It's still early. Many of us never stop grinding for saves on the waiver wire, especially those in NFBC leagues, and there are 4 more months left to do just that. So today we've got a little bit of news, but of course it's Saturday. That means it's Fab and the best waiver wire targets of the weekend. The news first, though, and we start in Detroit. Kenley Jansen was placed on the IL a few days ago with pelvic inflammation. He'll miss at least 2 weeks. It makes sense to hold him if it is indeed a short absence. In Houston, Josh Hader threw on back-to-back days on his rehab assignment in AAA. The results weren't pretty. He allowed 5 runs, 3 of those earned on a couple of homers, 1 home run in each game. So 6 total base runners in 1 2/3 innings. And his sinker on Thursday ranged from 91.9 at the bottom, but only topped out at 94.3 miles per hour. This pitch averaged 95.5 last year. So Hader is not back to full strength yet, but still he figures to be activated at some point next week. We just have to know it could be a bumpy ride early on. And checking in on Cincinnati, Graham Ashcraft was placed on the 60-day IL yesterday with a UCL sprain. So anyone who had picked him up in hopes he'd get some saves while Emilio Pagan was on the IL, obviously you can drop Graham Ashcraft now. And lastly, out in San Francisco, the good news from Friday night is that Caleb Killian was used in another save chance. His third in the past few weeks. The bad news is that he blew that save by allowing 5 runs and 2 homers. Now, if there's a silver lining for Killian and his owners, it's that his main competition for right-handed save chances, Keaton Wynn, he allowed a homer and 2 runs of his own. Now, I've been on the record saying that I doubt the Giants have a full-time dedicated closer this year. Tony Vitello doesn't seem to manage his bullpen that way. What we've seen from Killian was the closest that there's been to a regular closer since those first few weeks of Ryan Walker. So any one of Killian, Wynn, Eric Miller, Matt Gage, maybe even Joel Peguero, they could get a save in a given game. I still think Killian is slightly ahead in that group, but that doesn't carry a ton of fantasy value right now. So now we will move on to our waiver wire targets for the weekend, and we'll return to Cincinnati for the first 2 options. Emilio Pagan is available in 35% of NFBC Online Championship Leagues. This is the 3rd consecutive week he's been on the show, and each week we get closer to his return. His Fab price will likely get higher. Pagan had an MRI yesterday to see how his hamstring has healed. No results have been announced at the time I'm recording right now on Saturday. But if there is good news over the weekend, Pagan may get more attention as a stash and hold on Sunday. But we're probably still looking at around a month before he could potentially return. So he certainly won't be a fit for every roster. But in the meantime, now that Graham Ashcraft is out of the picture, there are fewer 9th-inning options to choose from in Cincinnati, and that should raise the stock of Tony Santillan. Santillan recorded the last Red save on May 19th. He's available in 84% of OCs. I know he's not an exciting option given his poor start to the year, but if all you need are saves, he could get some over the coming weeks. So we move up to Detroit now, and the Kenley Jansen IL trip opens up the 9th inning for world's okayest closer, Kyle Finnegan. who is available in 86% of OCs. The Finnegan wasn't okay enough yesterday, Friday, blowing a one-run lead in the ninth inning on a couple of hits. I still think Finnegan will be the favorite for saves in Detroit until Jansen is back. I just wouldn't spend a lot for him. You're not getting the strikeouts or ratios. So it's purely a short-term play for saves. Now, the other option I was going to have interest in Detroit was last year's team saves leader, Will Vest. And Vest set up Finnegan yesterday with a scoreless eighth inning. But he suffered a five-run meltdown last Tuesday that right now surely has him down the ladder. Now, up next, we have Kirby Yates of the Angels. He's available in 29% of leagues. Ryan Zephyrjohn has pitched himself out of contention for saves these past few weeks. Yates holds a 3.68 ERA, a 1.09 whip. He's got 10 strikeouts in 7 1/3 innings. The velo is still a little bit down, but I think Kirby Yates' chances for saves are up. He should be the favorite there in LA for the short term and could definitely improve his long-term outlook if he has some successful conversions. I just don't really see strong competition from the likes of Sam Bachman or Chase Silseth or Drew Pomeranz. So the opportunity is there for Yates to secure that job. Now, that doesn't mean that he will. But he controls his own destiny, as the saying goes. Now, looking at the Brewers situation again, we have further developments there. On Tuesday night, pitching against the Cardinals in a non-save situation, Abner Uribe made a, let's say, gesture towards the St. Louis dugout after finishing off the inning. A gesture for which he was handed a one-game suspension, which he's appealing. But I've said for a long time that Pat Murphy would prefer Trevor McGill to be his closer, and McGill has really been fantastic since being pulled from the closer role and has been putting pressure on Uribe. And since Uribe blew a save a couple of weeks ago, it's Trevor McGill who has actually picked up three saves to Uribe's one. Now, I'm not yet saying McGill has taken the job back from Uribe, but it's coming. And Uribe's suspension, what he did, I'm sure it didn't help him at all. Now, McGill is 93% rostered on NFBC OCs, so he's not widely available there. But if McGill is available in one of my leagues, I mean, I want to get him on my roster if I can. He may be closer to an immediate play for saves than a stash. But moving on to some true stashes, there's some guys behind shaky closers that are worth adding for those who have the roster space and who can hold a reliever who, you know, maybe takes over for the struggling incumbent at some point soon. But, you know, bearing in mind, of course, that it might not happen at all. So I'll go team by team with a few of those options that stand out right now. On the Yankees, we have Camilo Doval and Fernando Cruz behind closer David Bednar. Bednar has allowed a lot of runs in a lot of games. And we saw last year that Aaron Boone wasn't very patient with Devin Williams. So if the same happens to Bednar, there's two viable options. My instinct is to go with Camilo Doval based on his prior experience as a closer, although Fernando Cruz has been better at preventing runs this year. On the White Sox, we obviously have Grant Taylor behind Sir Anthony Dominguez. Taylor was already widely added once. He's still 71% owned in OCs. Dominguez will probably spend the entire season in that hot seat, even if he never truly gives up the job. So Taylor is a solid stash because he gets a lot of strikeouts. He gives you the good ratios, even if he's not closing. But he could be used as a closer if Dominguez is ever pulled. In Kansas City, I like Daniel Lynch IV as a stash for Lucas Erceg. Erceg keeps getting save chances, but this version of Lucas Erceg is, he's not a good pitcher. He's already blown four saves. Lynch has been the best reliever on the Royals this year, and he could get some looks if a change is made. And then for the Mets, Luke Weaver is up behind Devin Williams. The Devin Williams bounce back season hasn't materialized as many hoped, though a lot of the damage against him has come in just a handful of individual games. However, the Mets and Carlos Mendoza, they may try shaking things up. The team's not performing very well. And I just fear the ninth inning is a place they could turn if Williams blows another save soon or, you know, allows some more runs. So I'd want to stash Luke Weaver just in case. Now, as we wrap up this fab episode, it's time again for the Red Fox Roto Kid, Henry, to give us the best choices we have on waiver wires this weekend. And we're going to call this segment Henry's Heroes. So, Henry, who are our favorite ads this weekend?
Well, for the next week or two, Tony Santon. Kyle Finnegan and Kirby Yates. Emilio Pagan as an injury stash again, and Trevor McGill in leagues where he's available. Gotta make sure it's available.
Yeah, he has to be available, of course. Well, thank you for the recommendations, Henry.
You're welcome.
That's the end for us here on the Saturday Fab edition of the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'll be back Tuesday to recap the weekend and look ahead at the next week. Until then,
let's close it out.
Let's close it out.